Hi guys, welcome back to the Balanced and Empowered Fitness Podcast. Hannah Polly here. I hope you guys are all having an awesome week. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I'm super excited to dig in. Okay, so today we are gonna discuss cardio. Okay, so benefits of cardio, why people add in, why maybe they don't add it in. And like I said, the different types of cardio, and just different ways to get in, especially because sometimes it can get boring doing your same old cardio the same old way. So let's dig in. Okay. So of course with cardio, honestly with cardio, it's great because obviously it can help you burn more calories. It can help you get your heart rate up. It can help in terms of like weight loss. It can actually even help with like the process of building muscle as well because it improves your endurance, which can actually help you in strength training, which can help you build muscle. But anyway, cardio is actually the least important aspect when it comes to weight loss. And a lot of times people think it's the opposite. I have some clients that I don't add any cardio at all. Like I have them hit like a daily step goal. I have them in a calorie deficit and, they're losing weight without having to add in a ton of cardio. But the thing about cardio that I really like is that it's amazing for your heart health, amazing for your cardiovascular health, and like it just feels good to get it done. So unless someone just absolutely hates cardio with all their well-being, which I know a lot of people hate running, which is fine. I totally get that. I am not a runner e any either. I mean, I'd rather sprint. But unless someone absolutely hates cardio, I try to add it in just because, like I said, it's amazing for your heart health. Okay, so you guys may have heard these terms before. But there's two different types of cardio, okay? There's LISS and HIIT. So if you hear someone talk about LISS or you see it online, what this means, it's low intensity, steady state cardio. Okay, so this is gonna be your lower impact cardio. Okay, this is gonna be more lines like walking. You're gonna have a lower heart rate here, right? And then the other form of cardio that I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this, is HIIT training, right? So high intensity interval training. Now, there's various forms of HIIT, but essentially it's where you're going to be reaching closer to like your max heart rate on high intensity interval training. Typically on low intensity, on LISS, you're going to be doing it longer usually, and HIIT is for a shorter duration but more intense. So let's dig into each specific one. Like I said, I'll give you specific examples and like who's a good candidate for each and the benefits, and we'll go from there. So with LISS, let's start with LISS. Like I said, low intensity, steady state cardio. So this is going to be lower impact, lower intensity. Forms of LISS could be is typically going to be walking. Again, not necessarily like speed walking where like you're dying, but I would say with LISS, you're walking at like a brisk pace, but like a constant pace, one that you don't have to slow down from. And there's also you could do swimming. Is a great form of LISS. Even rowing, again, assuming you're not doing like intervals with rowing, like if you're doing like a like a moderate consistent pace with rowing, that could be considered LISS because like your heart rate's probably not going to be up too high, and that actually can be low impact in terms of the way you're going about it. Rowing can also be very high intensity as well, which we'll go over that. So typically with LISS, I'll typically just add in walking. And like I said, with LISS, typically I would say the duration, depending on the person and the goal, it's going to range from usually from 20 minutes to an hour. I mean, unless someone's like deep into like a bodybuilding prep, maybe they're doing a little over an hour, which would be crazy. I would say most of my clients, when I have LISS, I typically have them doing it between like 20 and like 45 minutes, just depending on the person. So it's going to be a little bit longer duration, but lower intensity. Okay. So like, I mean, during LISS, you can read a book. You can comfortably be on your phone. You can probably hold a conversation without getting out of breath. At least I would hope you can. So the benefits of LISS is, LISS is a great form of cardio for people who ha may have hormone imbalances or have like PCOS, like insulin resistance, or who have like any type of joint pain or maybe like any knee issues. Because it's great because it's like you can get your heart rate up, but you're not putting a lot of impact on your body. So yeah, it does suck in a way because like, it is going to be longer than if you did like interval training, which we'll go over that next. But like I said, it's people who experience those things, or who are very overly stressed, me, or even also to like for me personally, I do lifts. I don't do HIIT right now because like my goal is to build muscle, and like I'm hitting legs 3 days a week. So it's like if I was trying to hit legs 3 days a week and do sprints with like high interval training, my legs would not be recovering. So it's a great tool for people who are building muscle as well. Some people do HIIT as well when they're building muscle. Everyone's a little bit different. But it's great if you're like an overly stressed individual, or like for women who are like going through menopause. I would always prefer them to do HIIT versus like doing high interval intensity training, because, and we'll go over that when we go over HIIT, but any type of HIIT is going to be higher stress on your body. Not that the stress is always bad, but it can be sort of counterproductive for those who already have a lot of stress going on in their body. So with lists. Now, everyone's going to have a little bit different perspective of, what this is, but essentially I would say like you want to be between 50 and 70% of like your max heart rate. And if you don't know how to figure out your max heart rate, essentially all you do is you subtract your age from 220. So let me give you guys an example. Okay. I am 30. So I subtracted my age from 220, and I got 171. Or wait, no, I'm sorry. I can't remember what I got, but either way, I didn't write it down. Either way, what you would do with that number is once you subtract that, actually, I'm just gonna do it on my phone right now. I can't believe I didn't write that down. I obviously cannot do math in my head. So 220 minus 30, 190. Okay. So 190 would be my max heart rate because I am 30 years old and I subtracted 30 from 220. Now, like I said, for lifts, your target heart rate, I would say be between 50 and 70%. For fat loss, I would say try to stay in the seven, like closer to the 70% mark. So let's say for 70. So what I do is I would do my maximum heart rate, 190 times 0.70, 133. So that would mean that I need to keep my heart rate about around 133, 135-ish beats per minute during my lift. So I would need to increase the speed up until I get to a point where my heart rate is reading, around that mark. If it's like 130, I'm perfectly okay with that. And I don't want you to focus too much on heart rate. A lot of times, like what I tell clients is like, listen, do this speed on the treadmill, like 3.5 for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Because like I know that like their heart rate's gonna be there. But this is just for those of you who just want to understand how this works. So like I said, I would try to keep my target heart rate around 133. And like I said, you can kind of mess with that. Like I said, anywhere between 50 and 70% max heart rate for lifts is great. But yeah, I really enjoy lifts. There's pros and cons to each, I would say. But lifts is something that I've always been a fan of. And the type of cardio that I prefer for myself, and everyone's a little bit different what they prefer. So let's get into HIIT, okay? So high intensity interval training, you want to think these are like intervals, okay? So sprints, rowing sprints. So, even rowing, like if you like what this would look like is pretty much with any type of interval training, you go really hard and then you kind of give yourself like a little bit of time to recover. So for example, for sprints, let's say you're sprinting at six on the treadmill. You would do it for like, let's say 45 seconds. Now that's a long time. Let's say 30 seconds. You're sprinting for 30 seconds and then you lower it and then you walk for a minute. And then when that minute's up, you sprint for 30 seconds, walk for a minute, sprint for 30 seconds. You know what I mean? So it's that type of training where you're not gonna like be sprinting the whole time. You're gonna have intervals where your heart rate is higher and lower. So, like I said, running sprints are great. Rowing, any type of sprint is great. And when I say sprint, it doesn't necessarily mean running. It's anything that you're doing at an interval. Okay. So, rowing, boxing is a really great form of HIIT training or HIIT cardio, I should say. Because, like, there's so much you can do with like boxing or kickboxing. There's all types of like classes too. And then any type of like circuit training, so like plyometrics type training. So this could look like, you have like a circuit of like box jumps with with like mountain climbers, and then you're doing like karaoke or jumping jacks, like, you know, those types of things. There's all types of plyometrics out there. But essentially, like, you're not like on an actual form of like cardio equipment. You're kind of doing me and a client once said this to me, and it made me laugh because she's like, you know, like it's like bouncy. Like I like to do like bouncy circuit training. And when she said that, I'm like, I totally get that. Cause it is, it's like, you know, box jumps and like, you know, medicine ball slams, and there's all types of things you can do. So for people who hate being stuck on a treadmill or cardio machine, that type of like HIIT training can be really, really beneficial. Now let's go into the benefits of HIIT. Okay, so people who are a good candidate for HIIT are, again, people who don't have any joint issues. So if you feel like you're pretty good, you can go through a lot and like you don't have any knee pain or back pain, you know, that HIIT could be really good for you. Also, if you're short on time, so not everyone has time to just like walk for 30 to 40 minutes every single day or however many days a week. So like I said, with HIIT, I mean, gosh, this can be done sometimes in 10 minutes. I would say a good time span between for HIIT is like 10 to 30 minutes, and 30 minutes being like the maximum, very maximum end. So like I said, I would say the sweet spot's like 15 to 20 minutes for most like HIIT sessions, where some will be a little bit less, some will be a little bit more. And like I said before, that would be, it's not like you're just sprinting for that, those 15 minutes. You're sprinting, walking, sprinting, walking, sprinting, walking. You know what I mean? So like you're doing intervals. It's any type of interval. You're having a little bit of a recovery period in between each sprint interval. So like I said, good candidate if you don't have any hormone issues, you're generally healthy, you know, you don't have any like joint pain or knee issues. And like again, as long as like you can like still recover for your strength training workouts, I would say for most, like I would never prioritize HIIT training over strength training. Okay. If you are doing HIIT and you're not recovering enough for your strength training workouts, I think it's better to lower the intensity, maybe take off some time, kind of change like your schedule when you do your HIIT, trying to not get it so close to workouts, or just do more like lifts. So you can kind of get more bang for your buck with HIIT, which is nice. Like you don't have to do it for a long period of time. Although it sucks and it's hard in that short period of time, you're done. another benefit with HIIT is what's amazing is like your body will continue to burn calories for hours and hours, burn more calories for hours and hours after just at rest from doing HIIT. So that can be really beneficial there as well. A lot of times people like to say like with HIIT, you're more likely to preserve muscle mass because like you're not doing it as long. Cause like any type of cardio is going to be a little bit catabolic in terms of like, you know, we're, I don't want to say you're losing muscle, but we're not in an anabolic phase, right? So HIIT, because you're getting it done quicker, it's so much, it can be so much more beneficial, like in terms of maintaining your muscle while you're losing fat. So with HIIT, I know this is like a lot of info, guys, so I hope that this is all making sense. With HIIT, heart rate max, I would say, is a good place of like 85 to like 95% of like your maximum heart rate. So once again, 220 minus your age. Okay. So 220 minus my age, which is 30, 190. And I'm going to do 90%. So I do 190 times 0.9, and I got 171. So if I was doing HIIT training in my intervals, in my sprint intervals, I'd try to get my heart rate up to about 170, 171. That would be like a really good heart rate goal for those intervals. A good way to test your heart rate too is if you have like an Apple Watch or any type of like smartwatch that can track that, or like an Oura Ring. Even sometimes, I don't know how accurate they are, but like even sometimes on treadmills, if you hold on to the handles, sometimes they'll like get your heart rate. Like I said, I don't know how accurate they are. I feel like they could be a little bit off, but I like my thing is like personally, I don't tell people to pay too much attention to the heart rate. Like I say, when you're doing HIIT, you give it your freaking all. You go as hard as you can in those sprint intervals. because you know, if you're doing that, you're pretty much going to be reaching close to that peak, right? And then with HIIT, with lifts, I'm like, listen, you got to go the walk the quickest that you can at a pace that you can keep for that 30 to 40 minutes or however long we have you doing it. You know what I mean? Again, not where you're like out of breath, but where it's still a little challenging. So typically, if you're doing that the right way, you're not really having to like really keep track of your heart rate. I just want to spread this info just so, like, again, you guys have it. And if you are interested in tracking your heart rate or seeing what your max heart rate is, that's how you do it. So yeah, I mean that's kind of the overview of just list and HIIT. Like I said, there's pros and cons to each. Everyone's a little bit different. I have clients that do HIIT, I have clients that do list. I have clients that would prefer to do HIIT, but I make them do list because, you know, they either have like bad knees or, you know, they have hormone imbalances or maybe they're menopausal or they have PCOS. And, you know, any, like I said, anytime that you are if you're a chronically stressed individual, don't freaking be doing HIIT. Like, don't be doing multiple days of HIIT. Because although like the training of the stress of training is good for us, and you know, it's great to be able to challenge yourself. Sometimes if you're already chronically stressed, putting more stress on your body like that can be counterproductive. So it's just something to be mindful of. And the thing with cardio is like, you know, it's different than like your step goal. Yes, like when you Like with daily steps, you know, that's just like just from your daily movement. Okay. Like we're not keeping our heart rate up to hit those 10K steps daily, right? Now, obviously, adding in cardio can help hit the step goal, but the goal with cardio is to challenge yourself, get your heart rate up, you know, challenge yourself there. Whereas the goal of the step goal is just to move. So even sometimes what I'll do if someone's having trouble hitting like their daily steps, then we don't necessarily need to like put some intense cardio in yet. I'll add in like 30 minutes of like light walking. So that could, I mean, technically be considered cardio because they're going on to a treadmill and doing it, but ultimately like the goal is just to get more movement in versus like really like, you know, increasing the intensity of getting their heart rate up. So there's just so many different ways to go about it. But I just kind of want to go over the differences of what they are and what the benefits are, what, you know, if you, what, which one you could be a good candidate for. Both can be really beneficial. I'm honestly a big fan of both. It just really depends on the person. And then just like some other like fun ways to get cardio in are, well, I don't necessarily say fun, but mowing the grass. Oh my gosh. If you don't mow the grass at your house and like you have like a smaller yard and you guys have a push mower, volunteer to freaking do it because I'm telling you, that is such a good workout. I have been mowing my grass using a push mower, and I'm like, I count that as my list cardio because I'm like, that is a straight hour of me pushing that mower nonstop. So doing like yard work and stuff is a great form of cardio, that type of yard work. Also, participating in recreational sports. So sand volleyball, like softball leagues, basketball leagues, like that's always a really fun way. I would say basketball would be more geared toward like HIIT training because like you're going really hard and then you're stopping, going really hard, stopping. Kind of same with volleyball. Doing like hikes is always a great fun way to get cardio in. Hiking is always very humbling. You know, you just think, oh, I'm gonna walk, but it's like, gosh, you walk for a long time. Especially if you're walking up hills, it can be a lot. So yeah, like I said, you can always switch it up. Like I said, you can do some boxing intervals or like some rowing, or if your gym has a pool or you have a pool at home, doing like some laps for swimming, whether you make that intense or make it kind of like low intensity, whatever it may be. You know, as far as like machine cardio, you know, for lifts, walking on the treadmill, you could do the bike as well. So like just biking at that, again, that constant kind of brisk pace that you're not going like too hard, not too slow. Elliptical is great for lifts. And then you can also do HIIT on all those as well. Like I said, with HIIT, you can on a treadmill, you can do sprints. You can do sprints on a bike. You know, you go really hard for 30 seconds, 15 to 30 seconds, and then you kind of go moderate pace for, you know, 30 seconds and then like keep repeating that. And then the same with the elliptical. You could do HIIT there too. You go really hard for a, you know, period of time and then kind of a recovery and then hard recovery. So you can get really creative. I always recommend switching it up, you know, if you start to get bored. For lifts, if you get bored walking or biking, find like a book. I like to read. I'll either work on my phone, I'll get back to clients and watch form videos and stuff on my phone when I do lifts, or I'll read a book and it makes the time fly by. And then for HIIT, I would say get a good playlist. You're gonna need it. Something that amps you up and helps you push through those hard, however long you're doing it, you know, those 15 to 30 minutes. But yeah, guys, I hope this was helpful. Like I said, kind of short, sweet to the point here. If you guys have any questions on cardios, you know, it's always good to ask if you're working with a coach, you know, if your coach is in the program, what's best for you. If you're not working with a coach, you know, you can always message me if you're curious or if you're confused on which would be best for you. I always say, try out both. It's never going to hurt you to do them, you know, unless, like I said, you're one of those people who maybe aren't a good candidate for one or the other. But guys, thank you so much for joining this week's episode. I will say, If I'm a little off this episode, I'm sorry. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen I'm taking care of my gut health right now. And whenever you're taking care of that and you are killing, the overgrowth that you have, I'm killing the overgrowth I have in my gut, which is causing a lot of like digestive upset. You can have die-off symptoms, and I feel like so weird. So if I was a little off this episode, I'm sorry. That's why I really don't feel like myself, but I hope that I got my point across in terms of, and I hope you guys learned just like the differences of cardio and what their benefits are. So if you guys have any questions, like I said, my inbox is always open. My socials are always posted below in the description box. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting this podcast. And I will see you guys next episode. Okay. Thanks so much for tuning in.